Jazz Ensemble. Rhythm section is mighty, and the drummers are railing. But now you're playing the same volume behind the solos, and you gotta back off a little bit more. Ensemble sounds really strong, really solid players going throughout. Pretty good big band. I like the vibe on this tune. Nice sax solo. Style of going across like that, the ensemble comes off pretty good, but now that we're getting into this part where you actually have to play swing, the drums is just laying down a 4-beat pulse, and that's just too heavy. It's just too heavy. It's coming off really weighted, and it's going to slow things down when you're trying to go back and forth between the Latin style and then the swung jazz style. That's what I'm talking about. Very impressive on the trombone sound, but that E natural just before the last F was a little chewy, if you know what I mean. Got to work on being able to actually play that. If you're going to play with volume, you still have to play with intonation. You have to use your ears better to hear that stuff and not just blow heroically, thinking that you're going to just play loud and impress. It's even more impressive when you play with balance. Nice tune, good start. Overall, it's a good vibe. The drums coming off really heavy in this room. It's a boomy room, so you kind of have to think in terms of balancing towards it a little bit more. Back off a little bit more on that one. And when you're going back and forth between playing the Latin style of that salsa or the samba, and then from there going over into swing, the drummer takes on the 4-beat pattern, and it slows the swing down. Then all of a sudden you have to play catch-up again when you go back to playing the Latin style. Makes my heart happy. But now you're really playing very loud here, and you don't have to be quite that loud. The saxes are backing you up here, playing a little background line, but the trombones just don't have to overpower it because there's the soli. Nice. Interpreting it, but it's really coming off very stiff and straight. Mm-hmm. and the tune changes into chords. A little tricky there. This brings up an interesting point when the trombonist is soloing. I believe this is Travis. Travis, don't get ahead of yourself on your playing the changes, dude. You're kind of like rushing through it. Really strong trumpets. Gotta play together now. Articulation has to be locked in together. I'm really enjoying this. This is really cool. What a section. Good God. That's awesome. Exceptional soloist, really good playing. But once again, I think you kind of get caught up in the moment here. And there comes down to when you start playing a little bit loud and you start playing more emotionally instead of actually playing within the setup of the ensemble itself. When you get into the solos as well, do you understand what this solo form is called? It's based upon what we call rhythm changes, like the tune called I Got Rhythm. It's an old tune by George Gershwin from back around the 1920s. But there's been so many different versions of it that I've come across. But if you're going to play across this, especially when you're going through from the first eight bars repeated, it's pretty much B-flat major, but all of a sudden you have this turnaround, the chords change, and you have to be able to understand what those chords are and what notes will work and fit in with them. I'll talk about this in my improv session later. Ensemble, guys, don't rush. We're trying to push a little bit more on that. Da 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 da. Gotta stay in the pocket here. Rhythm section has balanced out a little bit better this time. It's still kind of hot, but I'm kind of attributing part of that to the room itself because it's a bit boomy. But now you've balanced out a little bit more while the sax solo is playing, and this helps. Rhythm section can still be softer still, so that way when the saxes are playing these little harmonic background lines behind them, you can still hear the soloist in front. Don't just rely on the microphones and the electronics to bring them out. Now that the full ensemble's playing, do you realize there's a soloist still happening? Impressive. All right. Really solid. Good playing, good sound. All right.
Thank you again to Bo. Great jazz.
What a band. What a band. Wow. Really strong. Really very strong. But once again, with great power comes great responsibility. There's my Stan Lee Spider-Man quote. So you've got to be able to go ahead and play with a little bit more intent and balance behind that. And it, in order for this to really come off and sounding even better as an ensemble, that's so key. It's so important. Man, this band just keep going. Just keep going. Got to spend more time doing the listening, though. Got to work on being able to actually refine the ensemble, so that way you've got the power, but now you have to have the control behind it. And I think part of the issue is that the control part is just not all quite there yet. I think there's a lot of energy that's happening with the ensemble. But once again, you've got to be able to play it under control. And once again, even though you don't have as much control over what's happening in the room itself, you have the control to be able to play to the room. So that's something that the band directors really need to keep in mind, in particular for this setting. All right, what a band. I enjoy the heck out of it. Wow, Bone Section, dudes, you guys rock. Congratulations.